opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, hey, this is what's awesome about football. Everybody from a different area of the country and out of the country, right? And we're getting to know each other right here. That's what's all. I love this part about football. Everybody that you just saw is here to help you do your job better. All right, we're going to introduce you, right, to our core values. Your core values are your habits. That's all it is, right? These are the things that we'll talk about over and over again, day in, day out. Tough, detailed, together. Tough, detailed, together. These are the truths of football. The toughest team usually wins. The more detailed team usually wins. The more together team usually wins. Everybody's talented, right? Talent can get you, right, 9-10 wins, right? But to do special, it takes special requirements, all right?
I got to tell you.
Okay, Coach Sirianni.
It does hit a little different.
It does. It definitely hits different.
You know, last year we played those core values.
And we laughed at him.
We did.
We giggled. That's what we call it, Coach Bubblehead.
Yeah, the first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
But when you're a Super Bowl champion and you have core values.
You're still a bubblehead, but you're a Super Bowl champion.
But he could write a book now if he wants. I mean, yeah, Doug wrote a book.
Don't do that.
Yeah, why not?
Not right now. Wait till you're done.
Yeah, but he's hot in the streets right now, as you would say.
He's super hot. He hot in these streets right now.
I'm just saying, if Sirianni wanted to write a book with his core values, that would sell right now. He's the reigning Super Bowl champion coach.
He would, but he needed to say that. Say that for the sequel.
I don't know.
Yeah, the Windows notification, by the way.
Yeah.
Not a part of the speech.
That's okay. It happens. Listen. No one said the coach is perfect. Were those our notifications or Sirianni's notifications?
I think that might have been my computer as I was dumping it in the system. Yep.
Well, you know what? It's part of the core values. Just listen to Sirianni.
I feel bad for trampling over the core values, though.
It definitely hits different.
I'm picturing it with like an old NFL films thing, and Bill Walsh is telling his team how to be great. I'm like, yes.
So
that man will make me great.
When we first started having the core value stuff, and he brought them up in every press conference, mm-hmm. It was like, you know, I'm imagining maybe some Eagles players or me rolling my eyes. But now, if you're a young Eagle, right? You just got here. You're a rookie. You're probably taking down notes at the core values. This is what just led this team to a Super Bowl. So it does the whole Sirianni experience does feel different when him as a Super Bowl champion coach. 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh, before we get back to the phone lines here, we're going to have Elliot coming up at 12, his takeaways from OTAs and Vic Fangio. But we got to give people a second clue for Hugh's clues as we are giving away a tremendous prize today. Pair of tickets to see a championship season at the Mann Center, a special concert celebrating the 2024 Eagles on July 24th, hosted by Merrill Reese. Hugh, clue
Merrill
number two.
Merrill Reese.
What do you got?
The second clue is, if you watched yesterday's show, you got a good clue. If you watched, you had to have watched it.
Okay.
That's a good clue.
All right, really so clue number one, it's a city that Hugh is going to stop by on his, whatever his route is down in Georgia, mm-hmm. on his road trip. And you got a clue yesterday if you watched yesterday's show.
Or if you would listen to the You People segment at the end.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I think if you had been part of yesterday's show, you either saw or heard a clue.
Look at Kyle give you another nugget.
We're helping. I mean, we're doing it for you.
Yeah, I don't know how much overlap there is of the callers yep. and the YouTubers, so that's...
I wanted to guide him along a little.
We spoke
about
it.
Me helping your clues.
Yeah, which
appreciate it.
Sometimes need a lot of help.
No, they don't. That's right. They just need people. Just
need a little bit of seasoning sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Still, Hugh, no one is on board with you at staying 2 hours in a gas station.
Because they don't understand.
No, they do. I've been in plenty of gas stations.
I guarantee you, if you would have said Bucky's, they would have understood. But you didn't.
I did throw you.
I mean, of course you did.
But
I skewed the voting.
It's Bucky's a gas station.
Bucky's is a lifestyle.
That makes it even weirder.
That's okay. Because okay. yep. once I get to Bucky's tonight, I will share with all those naysayers and non-believers. I'm going
to
share.
Okay. 94% say it's weird to spend 2 hours in a gas station. All right. Back to your phone calls here. Do you expect a significant step back, a big one out of the Eagles defense this year? Yes or no? And do I underrate Trey Turner? I mean, I'm being told I underrate Trey Turner here. I don't buy it. Rob and Delco. What's up, Rob?
Hey. Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Good, Rob. What's up?
Listen, first of all, let me start out with Trey, and then I'll work my way to the birds if there's time.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, heck no. Did you or anybody? I mean, except I got a new nickname for the guy that is coming at you with that question, Joe. Mm-hmm. You heard how he's wimping out of that baseball part of the challenge.
Oh, we'll get
already,
to
right?
that. Yeah, we heard okay. what happened yesterday. We will address okay. this.
So his new nickname in the afternoon show, Candy Arm. You know what I mean? Candy Arm is calling you out for underrating Trey Turner.
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. Like that's just a lot of times you got to see where it's coming from, Hugh, the source. And it's coming from this guy, Candy Arm? Nah, that holds no credence, Joe.
Apparently he's cooked. We'll get to that. All right, Rob, what do you got for us on the Eagles defense? You expecting a step back?
Listen, at face value, I think it's 100% everybody should say, on face value, until we see them play, until we see the product on the field, of course they're going to take a step back. I mean, of course they are. Because we don't know about the draft picks. We don't know about the guys who are backups. Who are now going to get more time than they got last year, or maybe starting time, you know, that they got compared to being a backup. So we have to see how that plays out. And to be honest with you, I don't know the numbers. Maybe you can look it up and say at some point during the show, what is the drastic difference between points per game, Joe, that we gave up last year and say the teams that were 8-10? Because I think we're going to be between 8-10.
I got it. I'm looking at it. It just happened to be in front of me here. So
okay, what is it?
So Joe? The Eagles were at 18.1 overall.
Okay. What's the number 10, Joe?
Number 10 was 21.4. So basically a field goal a game, 3 points per game.
Wow, that's a little bit more than I thought. Because that is a difference a lot.
Yeah, well, I mean, think about how many games, you know, in the NFL end up being about a 2 or 3 or 4 point
yeah.
game. So it you know what it's going to do? It's going to take, if they take the step back you're envisioning, it's going to take wins we were comfortable with and make it more like a nail biter with a minute to go.
Yes, I thought it was going to be maybe like difference between 1 and 8, Hugh, like a 1 point, 1.5 point swing. And I'm like, you know, there's really not much of a difference. But 3 is a decent difference, I think. So
yeah, well, especially in a league that is every, you know, most games are come down to 3 or 4 points. I mean, that's just the way the NFL is.
And Kyle had a good point earlier when I heard him saying about like the schedule
what
and
else
things
is
like
new?
That, who were playing things like that. What is he saying?
He said, what else is new? Yeah, I mean,
what else is new? Yeah. Listen, my grandma always said, give credit where credit's due, you know, whether you agree with the person most of the time or not. But I think that's a good point in the thing.
I agree.
So,
yeah. You know, oh, no, it is. And they're going to face more good quarterbacks. They faced some great quarterbacks last year between Lamar and Burrow. But this year we got Mahomes. We got Allen. We got a lot on the schedule. Dak probably healthy for both. All right, Rob, what do you got for us for Hugh's clues? What's your guess?
Unfortunately, I didn't see the show yesterday on YouTube, so I'm just going to go shooting off the hip here. I'm going to say Richmond, Virginia.
Richmond, Virginia,
right? Not a bad guess.
Good guess.
That's not a bad guess.
So far, everyone is at least on the track, right? No one has said, Boston.
No, yeah, that's not a bad guess.
All right, Aaron in San Diego's up. Hey, Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, good morning. How you doing?
Aaron, what's up?
Hey, Kyle, I'll take a pepperoni with extra cheese.
What?
You got anything funny now?
I'm sorry, but you just look like you're either delivering pizzas or you're taking pizza orders. I don't know. It's a shirt that's got me going.
I'm taking your calls and putting you on the show. So if you want to continue that, you might want to move on.
I think the rivalry between Aaron and Kyle is one of my favorite budding rivalries.
It's gotten real.
Yeah.
You know when you're living rent free in somebody's head where they don't hang up on you once, but they hang up on you twice in the same day.
Why don't you start over again from Good Morning Philadelphia?
Hey, let's do this. Let's start with, hey, Hugh.
Hey.
The reason why Joe can't understand 2 hours in Buc-ee's is because of his affinity for meat.
You mean lack of affinity?
Yeah, lack of affinity.
It's not what affinity means.
I don't have an affinity for meat.
I was wondering when he said you did. I was wondering.
You're going to go to Buc-ee's and you're going to walk in and be like, I don't get it.
No, but wait a second.
I wouldn't
stay 2 hours in the produce aisle of the grocery store. It's too long. Doesn't matter what kind of food is there.
All depends on what kind of produce.
It's something weird. Joe, do you go to Costco, Joe?
Yeah, I love Costco.
Okay. When you go to Costco, how long do you go in?
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original slab pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I could be in Costco 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay. Basically, Buc-ee's is like a gas station Costco is basically what you're looking at.
On the steroids.
But hold on. There's not as many variety of things. I mean, there's no way. They have TVs and free samples?
We shall see when we get there, Joe. Okay. When I tell you, when I walked
Bologna.
Into Buc-ee's, I was the beef jerky wall. Threw me for a loop, and then on the other side, they're cooking in the middle, the one that I went to. And then on the other side, they have tons of merch.
Yeah, but you're a repeat offender.
And
you got lost at Cabela's.
I did, because I was overwhelmed. There's a lot. There's a lot going on.
I think the Buc-ee's has like 100, you know, gas station.
They're base, 100 base, at least.
The Eagles?
You only have one tank to fill up. What are you going to do with 100 base?
I mean, I just want to be there.
Okay. Aaron, what do you got on the Eagles?
So, you guys crack me up here. Mm. I mean, you've got a defense full of rookie players, right? And they just got the experience that some NFL players will never get in their lives. And for you guys to not think that they're going to come back stronger, smarter, more determined, you guys are just off base.
Can I give you an example of why your example doesn't hold weight with me? Because I could have said the same thing about Derek Barnett after 2017, and he never got any better. I'm not saying these guys won't, but there's like this idea that, oh, they play in the Super Bowl, now they'll be better. That's not true. That's like there's not a direct correlation between you get to play in the Super Bowl as a young player and then you just get better and better. We don't know that.
dude, you got Jalen Carter. Okay. That's got another year under his belt.
Yeah, Jalen Carter's different. We know Carter's great. He's different. But like the other guys, because Jalen Hunt played in the Super Bowl, now he's going to be a great player. I don't know that.
The way that he played at the end of the year shows me that he is going to have a career year this year.
Did you forget Derek Barnett's contributions to 2017?
Why are you comparing Jalen Hunt to Derek Barnett?
Because he's just saying there's the potential there for the fall off.
Right, because we had the same conversation heading out of the Super Bowl they won last time. Like, oh, they had Derek Barnett. He was a rookie. He helped them win. Watch what he becomes. He became nothing here.
What happens if Jalen Hunt becomes another N'Kobe Dean that has a sensational year?
Be great.
And is a stalwart on our team for the next 10 years.
He very well might, but I don't know that yet. And we don't know. Neither of us do.
And then you got Cooper DeJean. The way that it sounds with Vic Fangio, he is going to have Cooper DeJean playing all over the field. You got Guantanamo Bay that's going to shut down all the number one receivers that we face this year. Okay, and then you got Mojo or Ojami or whatever the defensive tackle's name is that he's going to have a Milton Williams-like season.
I don't even know his name.
We got nothing but positives on this defense, the youth, the talent. I mean, we are just going to have an incredible year. And boys, it's not Eastbound and Down. We got to find like California. Knows how to party. California.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
Because guess what? We're going to California this year again for a repeat.
I remember
baby.
That song.
Go Birds! E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagle!
Good call, Aaron. We appreciate it.
It was all right.
He kind of lost me on the Derek Barnett thing. So I think Moro Ojomo could be a good player now that we're all trying to say his name the right way. I don't know if I've ever heard more hype for a player in one offseason than a guy that has done nothing. You know how many sacks Moro Ojomo has in 2 years in the NFL? Give me a guess.
Are you asking?
You just guess.
Three.
Four, lower.
Two?
Mm-mm.
None.
Again, I like when he gets on the field and he seems to have some rush to him and he can get into the backfield, but he hasn't had a single sack yet. We lost Milt Williams and he's the replacement. Like, well, we have Moro Ojomo. All right, I mean, like
Ojami, you know, whatever his name is, yeah,
Moro Ojami.
He's probably going to be great though.
Yeah, zero sacks in 2 years. I mean, the guy's he's ready for a huge breakout, Pro Bowl kind of player. Let's go to Gilbert.
That was me.
Yeah, you all right over there?
Yeah, that was me. I mean, I'm not the only one that's messing up today. Everybody else messing up.
No, that doesn't make it better.
I'm deflecting, make it even worse. No, I thought I turned the value down.
Yeah, it happens. Gilbert is up on WIP. What's up, Gilbert?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
What's up,
good, Gilbert? What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to call and give a clues, huge clues guess, but I really do think that we underrate Trey just a little bit. I mean, I understand that he's making a buttload of money, but by the time he gets to the end of his contract, I mean, it's really not going to be a drop in the bucket compared to what some of these players are making.
Yeah, but that's not today.
Gilbert, can I ask a question?
Today he makes a high.
Can I ask you a question? Because this is the second person that called. I just want to understand more than anything. How are we underrating Trey? Like, I'm curious about that. How as far as Joe is concerned, because I'm pretty sure you're talking about Joe. How is Joe underrating Trey?
I mean, I just think there's a lot of negativity towards him. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I can understand he is not the best player out there, but I mean, he's got to be one of our top, what, three players on the team? Three, four players on the team?
Are we counting pitchers? Because I would put Harper and Wheeler and Schwarber above him. So maybe four. Yeah, maybe four.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like I said, I mean, I guess it's just anybody's guess, but I mean, there's a lot of seeing some of the things that go on with the Mets and what they paid Juan Soto and everything like that and the amount of money that he's making.
But he's better than Trey Turner.
But again, Gilbert,
I know that, but I mean, relatively speaking, though, I mean, it's not that – I mean, I guess, like I said, I know he's a better player. He's a younger player, obviously going to last a lot longer. But I just think that for what baseball players are making now, I think that – I think we just we don't necessarily appreciate what he does as a player. That's just my opinion.
Okay, and you made a valid point, but again, I ask because you didn't answer the question: is how is Joe underrating Trey? How is he underrating? Because you just like let me help you out a little bit.
I don't know if it's necessarily anything he certainly like he said in particular. I just think as a fan base, we're very quick to jump on him when he does have.
See, let me help you out a little bit because I think we're caught up on the wrong word because I've heard somebody say that before. It's not underrating him. He got paid for what he was rated. He got $300 million, correct? The Phillies gave Trey Turner $300 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He has made errors in the field. And this is just me trying to help fans out because when I hear this, I'm just trying to understand how is anybody that says this about him underrating him? They gave him $300 million based on his past performances, correct? And he has, what, 47 errors?
45 errors. See, I'm being fair. I gave the right number. I could have said seven.
He's had 45 errors since he's been here, correct? And a lot of those errors, people that know way more baseball than me are telling me those are routine plays. So how is it underrated?
And I think there is something to say too. I don't have a lot of history of knowing how he was when he was playing for another team. I didn't really follow Trey Turner like that. So, you know, I guess I'm just going by what players are making nowadays. I feel like, you know.
So I'll just say it this way, Gilbert.
Maybe underrating's not the right term.
I just view it this way. He has the 15th biggest contract in the history of baseball. And you're right, 15 years from now or 10 years from now, that will go down, right? Every year there'll be a new $300 million guy. That's fine. By the end, it'll be different. But right now, 15th biggest contract ever. And when he got here, I think a lot of people expected him to be a top 10 to 15 player in the sport. And he hasn't been that. Like, you're right, he's probably their fourth best player. He's a pretty good offensive player. He gets hot at times. He's got skills still. Not good defensively. He's pretty good. But I expected, I hoped for excellence, Gilbert. And I haven't felt like over 3 years we've gotten excellence. All right, Gilbert, what do you got for us? What is your guess for Hughes Clues?
So I didn't see the end of the show yesterday, but I'm actually in Florence, South Carolina, where Bucky's is. I can actually see it from where I'm working today. So I was going to give a guess of Florence, South Carolina.
Good guess. Not it, Gilbert. How about that? He's on the road calling us from Florence.
Hey, don't listen to him. I don't like to listen.
Well, he didn't want to hear us, but he listens.
He's tired of your nonsense.
Tired of me spitting facts.
Well, I don't know about that.
I'd be spitting facts.
How many facts come out of these microphones a day?
Not a whole lot.
Not many.
But it's about the confidence that you say the things that you say. You got to be confident when you spew some of this nonsense.
Well, what was it yesterday? I forget who. I'm trying to remember the name of the caller, but the Joe Montana stat.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I can't remember his name either. But yeah, exactly like that.
He was very confident.
When you spew nonsense, spew it with conviction.
Yeah, if you're going to lie, lie with your chest on WIP. That's what we do. Don in Old City. What's up, Don? Don.
Moment too big for him. He missed it. He missed the moment. Yeah,
Don, what's up? All right. This has been a tough hour for the callers.
Or me.
Yeah, or someone. You know. Or Hugh. Jay in Philly's up. What's up, Jay? What's up?
What's going on, fellas?
How are we doing, Jay?
Hey, look, man. First thing, man, I'm good, man. First thing, I wouldn't even bother debating something that Jack Fritz say about the Phillies, man. He is a fanboy. At best, like, it's crazy. And then a weird Eagle hater because he's such a Phillies fanboy. Like, it's just, don't even worry about what Jack Fritz say. Okay, Joe, you good with us.
I just wanted to put it out there, see how people came down on it. You know, because we're a show of the people, so I wanted to see if people agree.
We're all inclusive.
We're all inclusive on the Midday Show, yes.
And this is real, though, man. Like, he's a fan, like, he's biased and a fanboy. Not even enjoyable, man, because he's not going to have real takes on him, man. So it's pretty crazy. But anyway, the Eagles defense. Even if we fall, as long as we're in the top 10, all right, three points could be a lot in games when you play other teams that are on your level. But if the offense takes a few leaps and we move up in offense, then it will equal out. But we have stars on every level. So I said this before, all guys got to do is be able to play their role. and Hugh being a defensive lineman, how easy is it? How easier is your job when you got Jalen Carter playing the way he played, and now Jordan Davis is in shape, so he's playing for money, so he's gonna be real motivated. So the sacks that we lost with Milton Williams, hey man, Jomo, just give me 2 sacks because Jordan Davis gonna have more sacks this year. I feel like, you know, so Nolan Smith is gonna take a leap, and he's gonna be better, you know. So I feel like at least one of those free agents, they're playing for their careers and their money. So they're going to come in and give us at least what Josh Sweat gave us and what he gave us during the regular season. I can see at least one of those guys giving by themselves. So, hey, man, I think even if we fall somewhere, as long as we're in the top 10, our offense will balance it out and we'll be good.
I agree with that. If they could stay within the top 10, they're going to be a very good football team this year. Jay, what do you got for us? What is your guess for Hughes Clues? What's the city?
Oh, man. This is crazy, man. A city in between Pennsylvania and come on, man. I'm gonna go Baltimore.
Baltimore, Jay. That's one of the first cities you're gonna hit, Jay. That's not it, but it's a good guess. All right, 215-592-9494. Elliot's gonna join us coming up after the break. His observations from OTAs and Fangio's presser we heard yesterday. Your calls for Hughes Clues. We got a great prize giveaway today: a pair of tickets to see the Philadelphia Eagles special event at the Man on July 24th, hosted by Merrill Reese, a celebration of the 2024 Eagles. Do I underrate Trey Turner? And are the Eagles, are you expecting a big step back out of the defense? All coming up, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.